Sure, Ayin Hey, Anita continued your idea, Chavav Cheshvan Hey Toshimim Gimel, November 12, 1982, on Friday continued.
Still 5 weeks left or 6 weeks left to the wedding, she doesn't have to make any more bdikis. She doesn't have to make any bdikis. According to the Rosh, true, so then the chash begins. But every day until the wedding and until Gras meets, so there is such a chash abechik. I mean, the whole chash is on a chash abechik. But the chachomim wachesh is for this chash abechik. So every day, she has to make it begin. So the melee, because of the Hoshite, the proper thing would be for a woman not to start the Zayinikin the moment it's Chomisari Basin. So what will she gain? Suppose she'll do it, she'll still have to make it begin every day after she goes through it. Let's say she comes Zayinikin, once it is Chomisari Basin, then it's still 6 weeks to the wedding. So she comes in 7 days, and she goes through it. It's still 5 days, it's still 5 weeks left to the wedding day. So the melee, every day, according to the Rosh, every day, in these five weeks, she has to make a bdikah. So it's not a mitzvah for her. To do it, she'll have to make a bdikah. So the best thing, according to the Rosh, to wait until there is a week left for the wedding, and then she starts counting the Zayinikin, and then after counting the Zayinikin, she goes tefillah, let's say, the night before the wedding day. So she doesn't have to make bdikas day after day, according to Rosh. According to the Rashbo and the Raive, she can decide when to start counting the Zayinikin. Any day she has to make it. A bdikah of hefsek tara, of course, I mean, the most Rishonim say she doesn't have to make a bdikah of tara, but of course the proper approach is, because to be Yitzel Chol HaShittes, to make a bdikah of hefsek tara, and make a bdikah of Zayiniki, and any day, what after Chomesh Asara Basin. So, v'yira li shemeinu lo b'shosh b'chimim zorah achupim Chomesh Asara Basin te, v'chaye Yitzel. O v'avikin sotich zman hazeh, suppose, he was Eivir and he was Kenesar without the woman counting Zayinikin. Now here we are talking of a woman that we know she is not in Nidom Mamish. She is not in Nidom Mamish. So, but because of the Takonis Chachomim, she has to count Zayinikin anyway. So, over Mikin Soter's Manaze, lo yisyach eivimo, elu hu yoshein b'anoshin. In other words, one of the most intolerable mistakes that is made by the so-called poskim of today is that sometimes it happened already. A so-called pesek of today, so he assumed that since Tavua Linose, so most Rishonim say she doesn't have to make a bdikah of hefsek tare, so we call it today, does not have to make a bdikah tare. There couldn't be a bigger amaratzis in this. Because all these halachas, the machlekes Rishonim, apply to a woman that she knows she is not in Edom. She knows she is not in Edom. But suppose she already made bdikas and hefsek tare and all the bdikas and she was tivelis and everything. And then it was Tavua Linosei, so she has to count Zayinikin again. So then this Machlokes Rishonim applies. But today, every Kalo is in need of Gmura, because Bnuyis, Anateilis, they're not allowed to go with Tvile. So Mimele, she has to count Zayinikin, not Mitzad the Takone of Tavua Linosei. Today, this Aloche of Tavua Linosei, Tzrichom, is by Zayinikin, so it arises in certain situations. But normally, she has to count Zayinikin because of Midraise, because of a regular Nino. All right, so Ova Vikin Sotech Manaze, so the Torah is reference to a case of a woman who is not a Nino, but she was Eivir on this Takone. So suppose it's Ova Vikin Sotech Manaze, who is Yachadin. Even though she knows she's not a Nino, but with Rabbanon, she has to consider herself as a Nino. Now, I don't want to go over the Gemara in Yevomeh Zafon Zayin, but the reason is why the Ramban says so that this takone does not apply. I mean, of course, the Takone applies even to Tam Trochem. But from the Gemara, it's mashma. From the Gemara in Yevomeh Zafon Zayin, it's mashma. That not only were the Chachomim misakik, that also Lovi Oleo, after all, she's not in Yevomeh Zafon Zayin. It's a Choshek Rechaik. But the Chachomim were misakik. So one could argue, Chachomim were only misakik in Gavid Yisabir. So you're Cheshu Lachshosh Rechaik. But this aloche, that the Kale, Shepir, Sonido, so the husband, so he's not allowed him to be Yisyachin with her, doesn't apply to this Kale, who is not an Nido, but she didn't count Zayniki. So the Aloha is not like that. So the Gemara in Yevomeh Zafon Zayin, it appears that since the Chachomim of Misake, that Tavua Linosi has to count Zaynikim, so if she didn't count Zaynikim, even though we know she's not an Nido, but with Rabbonon she is to be considered as an Nido. So all the Alohas that apply to an Nido apply to her. So suppose he was Kenyas her, and before she would count as Zayniki, even though she knows she's Teir of Muro, but since he's also Lovi Olel, with Rabbonon, with an Isa Nido, so the same Isa Rabbonon of that the Chosn is not allowed to be Misyachit in the Kale, if she spears a Nido, Kedem Bilas Mitzvah, so here too. According to Ramban, this Isa of Yichud doesn't apply to it on the Chosn. Not that Ramban says that the Isa of Yichud with the Nido, who before Bilas Mitzvah doesn't apply to Tamtochen. If she's a Nido Gmur, so then it applies to Tamtochen too. But the Isa Yichud with this Kal, who is not a Nido, but with Rabbonon she is considered as a Nido, so if someone is not a Tamtochen, so Babikin, so Yosel is Yachin. But if it's Tamtochen now, because of the Gemara in Achim. And the other Rishim Achilik and the Rabban, and they say that there is no Raya from the Gemara in Yevomeh Zafon Zayin. So, Tzam Chochim Lachokir Yalach Adimo, Ki Hu Yedeya, Shi Hu Osho Loi Lover Leo, Choson Shepir So Kavose Nido, Kedem Shebo Leo, Osho Loi Loi Yisiach Adimo, El Hu Yoshim Ve Anoshim, Vi Yishin Ovin Anoshim, Vi Mishebo Al, Pir So Nido, Mutorim Li Yisiach Adimo. So that's the Gemara Daflamet Zayin in Sanhedrin. This Gemara about Tam Chochem, so that the Ramban mentions, so that's in Yevomeh Zafon Zayin. But this is in Yevomeh Sanhedrin Zafon Zayin, that the Baal, the Ishti Nido, is Mutar Nido. How? Why? Because Sukkah Bashisham. Sukkah Bashisham. So, Vim Shebual Fiyosan Nido, Mutar Nis Yachit. Because of a Ramban, Nido Kibishin Ruyo Libio, and Chibos Ochipo Ashit Itayir, Vilo Yimihir Ela Adein Yorob Yoro Zal. That's the Rash, the Ramban Pshite. That in Nido, that Nisuyin is not Tevis in a Nido. But all the other Rishenim Achelik. Now, so poor in Osin is five, so it's a relation to any king, when you're in Tano. But you would go to Atmo, Bishas Kvio, Mocho Teiro, Shemo Machmas Chimu Druaso, Tibas Dam Chechardu, Vil Yodiv Shebe, Umin Izayim Mochasim Atviye. When it's Rikha Epsik Taro, Shafo Pishon Vodko, Vim Atviye, Lahapsik Bitaro, Menu Mim Amocho Zayni King. So the Shogunor also passes. Not Chishish for the Shite of the Ram. The Tugur in Osin, So, doesn't require the dik of etzek tam. Umi utzrich ob diketir zayin, kol yei lichatchile, besyose bishim rosh, ubach, shil gamkei, das Ramban. Mi ubi devet im lukot katz mirak pa machas tir zayin isage. Now, according to the Havizdas, that now we pask, there is a machlek between Rav and Rav Chanine, that some chesin is there, as to whether the Eved only one of the case is Miakei, Chloso Nachol Pishin Seifon, Seifon Nachol Pishin Chloso, or as Rav Chanine says, as Rav Chanine says, that two of the case, the first and the seventh day. Now, the Rav Paskins like Rav Chanine, in Simen Kup Tzadikvon, the two of the case are Miakei. So the question is, why does he say here, me of the Eved, in with what God's Marakla, Machas Tirzayin Sagin, in as much as in regard to a regular Zohar, so he passes like Rav Chanine, the two tickets, the first day and the second day. So here too. So we could say, so according to the Havizdas, so it's very simple as to why the Rambam passes that. Because one decay is in the rice, two tickets is in the Akiv, they only the Rambam. So in regard to the Vuri Nosei, where the whole Choshe is a Choshe Vecheike, and Takon is Chachomim, so the Chachomim didn't want to apply the Rabbonon, only what is necessary, Midrash. And since Midrash say, even according to Rav Chanine, only one Dikam Zayin Mikim is Ma'aki, so here too. That's according to Chavizdas, according to Sifra Tare. According to Sifra Tare, so even one Dikam is not Ma'aki. The only thing that is Ma'aki, if it's the Dikam Zayin Mikim, because Tare has no application to read that, to Vuali Nosi. So why does he say, one B'dike in the Zaynikim is Me'ake? So the Pshat is, according to the Tare, because in view of the fact that many Rishayim pass, like Rav, that even by a regular Zohar, a regular Nizam, so, Tchiloson Afro Pishin Seifon, Sivash Tchiloson, but, we are machmir the Ramor because there is chishish for the Rishayim who pass like Rav Chanine. There are many Rishayim who pass like Rav. But the Ramor is machmir for Rav Chanine. So it's not that the Ramor is machmir for Rav Chanine b'tiras vaday, b'tiras ofik. So where is the machmir b'tiras ofik in Rishidas Rav Chanine? That's in regard to a regular Nido. But in regard to a woman who is not a regular Nido, only at Takonis Chachomim, because of the world we know say, so then we can rely on the Rishenim who pass like Rav. So that's why he says, Rak pa machas tirzayin san. Shibas yom ma'alolu mein isu misho shib semech lidayit mechina atzim lechupo. Apo pishu niskat jo adayit. V'yeish lu ismecha tvile somuch lebilas mitzve. That's in accordance with the shite of the Rosh. Not in accordance with the shite of the Raivet and the Rashbo. Because according to Raivet and the Rashbo, the Choshe is only the first time when she has that feeling, that experience of his surprise, but every day after that, so there is no choshe. So then there is no lechatchile to be semir the tefillah somach l'bilas mitzvah. The lechatchile of being semir the tefillah somach l'bilas mitzvah can be true only according to Shnes Arosh, that mishor sheyichin la'atzmo l'chuposo, that is the first moment when there is a possibility that she is read down. But every day after that is even more like. So v'yesh nif mechat vile, somach l'gulas mitzvah, b'chol ma de'efshach. V'amine glitri l'akale l'il dalet. Af al pisha l'tivoy el kinem mitzoy ishayet. Mitzoy ishayet. Why? Because there was the practice that she was niseis, b'lil dalet, but the glas mitzvah was mitzoy ishayet. So m'mele, that practice developed, that the Kale goes through as she counts the Zaynikim, she finishes counting the Zaynikim before the little Dalet that is prior, that is to the wedding, and then she is develops little Dalet, even though in those Mikemets, so the Bilas Mitzvah took place, was deferred till Leil Mitzvah Shabbos. Aber Leil Ha'archikat Tfilah Min Ha'Bilah Yezmezeh. Vim with the boiled meat is Shabbos, Yeshua with the Katsmo, behold him at the last meeting. That's according to the sheet of the Raivet and the Rashbo, she doesn't have to make any tikkun. Because the only choshi is only the first moment of the surprise. But every day, each day after that, they, so there is no choshi. So if she made, she went tefillah already, she counted as anikim, she went tefillah. Even though it's 5 weeks left to the wedding, so she doesn't have to make it. But according to the Rosh, so there is a choshe that every day it's more likely that she'll have a rias dam. So even though she already counted zaynikin and she made the tefillah, she still has to be vedic every day. Maybe this day she'll have a rias dam. So of course, if she does find dam, so then she'll have to start counting zaynikin anew. יש לה כל הדברים שבדעת לך תחילה, אבל בנהרי דין להחדיר עם בודקו רק פעם אחת תרזי. וכל חוסן יש לו ניכר להקדים שיגע בו עם שום ראשי וניקי. So when the Rambam says, וכל חוסן יש לו ניכר להקדים שיגע בו עם שום ראשי וניקי, he doesn't mean only the regular case of a nidah, like today. Today, so it's not because of it accordance, because midraise, because pnuyes don't make any dikes, and they're not, so mele, they're not, many times they might not even be aware of what they're, she had to be down, she had not be down. So mele, she has to, so she has to count that again. But even in the case where she knows, where the host knows that the kale is not a regular nidah, but he has to make sure that the kale complied with the takone of zayniki of tavulnas. In docha misuyim machmasis esibo, avol pishe yoshva shiva niki, tzricho larzei avleishiv zayniki vilitbeil kishe yispashchu laaseis hamisuyim. Avol pishe botko atzma tomi v'yomim shebintayim v'lo mehan. There was once a case in a certain family. So the wedding took place, and it was the father of the chosn who was a big makpit and the nadi. So everybody was already assembled in the hall. Everybody was already assembled in the hall, and then he was a businessman, the father of the chosn, and he wanted to make sure, you know, that he had a contract for a certain nadi. So and the father of the father of the Kale didn't want to sign a contract. So, and the father of the Chosn said, so, the wedding is off. So there was such a force, I mean, and everybody was told, they can go home, and then there was a number of Chabonim, I mean, so they became very excited. So then they told the whole audience, they should stay there. And then they had a long talk with a Chosid, I mean, the father of the Chosn, and one Hasidic Rav recommended him, and he told him that he's a chotzer and he's an other mara and so on. Anyway, so then he became appeased, and they decided, no, the wedding will be resumed. But then the psak was, I mean, of course, the wedding took place. I mean, but since it was an union of tavua. So in Mele, of course, the chuppah took place and everything, but they had to be separated until for 7 days because of this takon. כיוון שבו עלה לו יסייח את אמו, אלא הוא יושם בין אנושים וישם לו בין אנושים. יש אמרים ממויסו תוירו כשנוסו, ולבו עלה לו, ופירסו נידו החכי, הם יצריכו שימוי. Now, so the halacha is that if a kale is peresis nido, kedem bilas mitzvah, so then he's also a yisyach. Now, like this, baal bishvi nido is mutab nido. Why? Because suga vashishan. Suga Vashisha. But that heter only applies after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, it doesn't apply. So there is a machlekes reshem. According to the Raivet, The halacha of Sukkah Bashishanim implies that there is no isa yichud between a husband and wife. There is no isa yichud. So even loy baal bilas mitzvah, there is no isa yichud either. But if loy baal bilas mitzvah, then there is a special isa. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with the regular isa yichud. So that's why we say that the more exuberance that if pierce is the needle, so then who yoshim bin anoshim, he yishena bin anoshim. So that's only balayla. So there is a special isa de rabbanon for the chosen to sleep with the kale in the same room, because of exeiva shemo yitzri taki, and then has v'sholem he might behave an isa kores, but it has nothing to do with the isa yichud. As far as the isa yichud is concerned, there is no isa yichud. Even though she's pierced a needle, kinyan bilas mitzvah, there is no isa yichud because sukkah b'shishani. There is no isa yichud. So b'yeim is muta to be misyachid with the kal, even though it's really bilas mitzvah. That's the shittas raya. But b'laylo, it is also misyachid, and it's not an isa yichud. It requires two shmiras. Hu yoshim bin anoshim, v'hi yishena bin anoshim. So according to the Ravid, since the Gemara emphasizes Hu Yoshim bin Anoshim, V'hi Yishena bin Anoshim, why did the Gemara say Hu Yoshim bin Anoshim, V'hi Yishena bin Anoshim? Let the Gemara say, Osu Misyachidimo. The Gemara has to say Hu Yoshim bin Anoshim. I mean, he's not allowed to be Misyachid. I mean, he'll find a way where to sleep. Why did the Gemara have to say Hu Yoshim bin Anoshim, V'hi Yishena bin Anoshim? So the Ravid says no, because there is no Yisayim. And B'yein is allowed to be misyachid. He can take B'yein. There is no isa yichud because sukkah b'shishani. But b'laylo there is a special gzeir because of the chashash has v'sholem yitzri toki and behavior and nisa kores. So b'meile the fact that it's not yichud is not enough. But they require two shmires. So what is called two shmires? If the kale sleeps among the women and the chosen sleeps among the men. But suppose the chosen wants, he will not be misyachid anymore. He said, let the kale sleep in one room with the women, and then I'll be in the other room, I'll sleep with myself. It doesn't involve any sayichot. It doesn't involve any sayichot. But here it's off. So here it's more homo. Balaylo, it's more homo than the isa yichud, let's say, with an elbow. Here it requires two shmiras. So he says, yeah. Then there is a shite. So what do we see from the Ravid? So we see from the Ravid that sukkah b'shishanim, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daflam Zayin. Sukkah b'shishanim, so a certain tzduki asked a certain amire, I think Chababuye, so he says, you pushy, you allow a husband to sleep in the same room with his wife all the time. So don't you know, Eish b'neiras v'litiba? So they are, Avuya said to him, sukkah b'shishani. In other words, these are need of the Torah, that's the best mechitze. That is a mechitze made out of roses. Sukkah b'shishani. So that's aloche of sukkah b'shishani implies, according to the Ravid, there is no incident. So even Pierce and Ido, Kenya Bilas Mitzvah, there is no Isa Yichud. But there is a special takone, Gzeire, of Pierce and Ido, that Balaylo, so who Yoshim Ilan, Yoshim Yishan, but B'yem is Muta. B'yem is Muta. Then there is another Shite that Ramo mentions, B'yem Shemri, Shim Hoi Soteiro Kishen also, Vuri Borel, U Pierce and Ido, Hakeim, Eim Tzri Hoshim Reit. I mean, that also conforms to that Shite. That husband and wife, there is no isa yichud. And even Pierson Ido, there is still no isa yichud, and the yehim is allowed to be misyachid. But balaylo, it's not only that there is isa to be misyachid, even if there is no isa yichud, still there is aloche, they are not allowed to sleep in the same house, unless she is yishena gatushmires, she is yishena bin anoshim, she is Yishena bin Anoshim, Vehu Yoshein bin Anoshim. So it's a special gzeire. So that special gzeire only applies to someone who at the time in other words, if at the time when she's nisais, she was already a nidah, appears a nidah after the chuppah, so he's not allowed to be borel. But suppose at the chuppah she was a teor, and he had an opportunity to make the bilas mitzvah the night of the chuppah, but he didn't. And then the next morning she was pierced a nidah, so he's allowed to be misyachid. Why? Because in view of the fact that there is a loch of sukkah b'shishani, there is no isidichu. But there is a special takone. So that special takone only applies to a case where he didn't as yet have an opportunity to make the mitzvah. Mashen came in the night of the nisuin, she was a teo, and the next morning she was pierced a nidah. So then that takone does not apply. V'amach miyotov elopoch. ואין לחלק בזה בין בוכו לאלמון או יפסול על אלמון. יש אמרים שעשו על יחד עם ביים כמו בלילה. נק לגשי בזרעי. ואין צורך לי שתי שמירס, רק הוא בין אנושים, או היא בין אנושים. זה פטור בשם הראש. The Rosh says, no, אין לך נעמי, that there is no איסה ליחוד, מדרעייסה. בעל בשלמיד, או So of course there is no isayichud deraise, even if piercing is nido, because sukkah b'shishanu. But with the rabbonon, there is a special rabbonon that if it's keilah bilas mitzvah, if piercing is nido, so mele the sukkah b'shishanu doesn't apply if it's piercing is nido. So and there is an isayichud, so even b'yayim is not allowed to be misyachid with her, even b'yayim. And Balaimo, there is no other Yisar except the Yisar Yichud. So why does the Gemara say, Hu Yoshin bin Anoshin, Vi Yishin bin Anoshin? So the Rosh explains that it doesn't mean that both have to take place. Either or. Because once the woman sleeps with other women, so there is no Yisar Yichud. Once the man sleeps with other men, so there is no Yisar Yichud. So according to the Raivet, it means both. Hu Yoshin bin Anoshin, Vi Yishin bin Anoshin. It requires the Shmiras. According to the Rosh, there is no special aloha of Hu Yoshin bin Anoshin, Vi Yishin bin Anoshin. It means, with the Rabbonon, there is a Nisa Yichud. Even though it's Sukkah Shishanim, but with the Rabbonon, if we borrow the Rosh Mitzvah, there is a Nisa Yichud. So in Meile, either she sleeps among the women, and that's all, Samin, and then we have So, or he sleeps among the men, so there is no Nisa Yichud. בין צורך יש לי שמירס, רק הוא בין אנושים בין אנושים. ואם אין ישן בחדר האחות, אני צריך לשים בכלל. ויש אין בין דיבלי לו, צורך שתי שמירס. וביין מותר להסייחת. וביין מותר להסייחת. זה זרעי בצ'י. ואמין הגלי כך קוטן יצלח חוסן, וכתן יצלח קלו, ואין מסייר בין ביין, בלוי קוטן, אוי כתן, אין עבור את שהוא ימח מיה, פובוד שיגס. Because according to the Raivet, so, ביין מזמות על יסייחת לגמרי. So Vaminek, so it says, Vemisyar Vibiyei, Biloi Kot Noiktan. In other words, so to remove the Isa Yichud, Mashenki Balailo, so we need both. So it requires two Shmiras. So in other words, so that's in lieu of two Shmiras. In other words, Likach Kot Neitzla Chosn, Uktam Neitzla Kal. So that's in lieu of two Shmiras. And the Chiddush is, the Kure is, that even though she's not Yishen or Bina Noshin, just a little girl sleeps with her, so it's also considered like Yishen or Bina Noshin. And even though he is not Yoshin Bina Noshin, just a little boy sleeps within the room, so it's also considered like Yoshin Bina Noshin. There are some who are Misvakeach with that Kule, but this is what Rambam says. V'amina b'likach kot nitzlach osnu k'tan takala both. So that will be in lieu of Yoshin, who Yoshin bin Anoshin, vi Yisheino bin Anoshin. Marze Kroshua say, Tzricho li, lei sheif shiva yiki. Now, Simen Kupta Ligim. Now, Simen Kupta Ligim, I asked you to go over, I mean, it's only the second time that you have gone over that divine. So, the Mishneh mentions four categories of women. Ketano shalir wasom yomel. Naro, Shall we go ask of the base of the yoke? That's the second category. Then the third category is Naro shall go ask of the base of the yoke. Now, the first category, Ketanu shall go ask of the yoke. Then the second category is Naro Nalo Shaloi Oasov Vizavir. The third category is Nalo Shaloi Oasov Vizavir. And then, that's the third category. Nalo Shaloi Oasov Vizavir. And then the fourth category is Beit Rashaloi Oasov. Beit Rashaloi Oasov. And then Beit Rashaloi Oasov Vizavir. So you can call it five categories, or you can call it four categories, because Medina Mishne, so Ktano Shel Yeruas Miyomeo, so she was, even if she falls down, even if she falls down, so she is Muteres Achetich Yamak Medina Mishne. Then Naro she Shaloi Roaso is given four lilies. And four lilies doesn't mean four nights in succession, but it means it can be spread out over many months. Four lilies. That's Naro Shaloi Roaso. Naro Shaloaso Vizavio, Vinicius, Solailo Rishino. But many bees she is given, even though she falls down, because the dam is Damsulim. Damsulim is like Dakum Damada. I mean, according to the Dinamish. And then, So Naro Shaloi Roaso, Naro Shaloi Roaso, Naro Sheroaso. So according to the Dina Mishne, she is given Lailo Rishayim. That's all. But many beings. And then Beitres Shaloi Roaso. Then Beitres Shaloi Roaso. So you can call Beitres Shaloi Roaso. So then you have Beitres Shaloi Roaso. So then, she is Beil Glas Mitzvah Uperetz, and Beitres Shaloi Roaso is also Lailo Rishayno, and then Beitres Shaloi Roaso is Beil Glas Mitzvah Uperetz. That's the Dina Mishne. Then, Chachamim, then the Gemara says, Rabbeinu Chosro v'Nimnu Beil Bilas Mitzvah Uperish. That's the Din Gemara prior to Takon Hasadim. So according to most Rishonim, except the Rambam, so the Rabbeinu Chosro v'Nimnu Beil Bilas Mitzvah Uperish, it applies to all the categories of women, even to Ktano Shel Yeruas Ha'Neil. So Midina Mishne, she is allowed, she mutaris l'bailo Ad Shetich Yamar, but Midin Mitzah Takonis Amroi, she is Asur, and it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah Uperish. According to the Rambam, so the Takonis Chachoni of Chozro V'Nimnu, the Chachmei Hagmore, Chozro V'Nimnu, Beil Bilas Mitzvah Uperish, applies only to the third category of women, of Tano Sheroaso V'Bisavio. So Midina Mishne, she is given by Lo Rishayno, so the Amroim, Omisake, the Beil Bilas Mitzvah Uperish. Mashein ki Naro Shaloi Roaso. Or Oktano, so even Mitzadine de Gemore. So, Ektano is Mitaris Lebailo, even though she falls down. So Mitaris Lebailo, Ashtich Yamako, and according to the Dine de Gemore, so Inaro Shaloi Roaso, Bibisavio, is given Dalai Lelitz. But the Rambam is also making it that now this man is there. So every woman, even Ktano Shaloi Roaso, is Beil Bilas Mitzvah Uperish. So they're the same steps. But according to the Rambam, it's not Mitzat Takonas Sagmore, but it is Mitzat Takonas Agin. Mitzat Takonas Agin. Alright. So Hakinis, so that means that now, Hakinis Psuro, Beil Bilas Mitzvah Uperish Miyad. Now, Mitzat Takonas Amishne, Takonis Chachmei Amishne, so the Beil Bilas Mitzvah Uperish applies only to a vigorous Sheroas. But Mitzah Takonis Chazal, Takonis Amroim, it applies, according to most Rishonim, to all women. According to the Rambam, Mitzah Takonis Chazal, it applies to all women, starting with the Naro Sheroas of Vis-a-Vis. And vis-a-vis Nalo shaloi vaso. And vis-a-vis k'tano, se koni the Rambam, it's beil duas mitzvot peilish, mitzvot takones again. Hakim is psul beil duas mitzvot peilish, kumada filu k'tano shnikes manu yireins, filu yuaso. Vafilu beigres, she kolu psoleo, umiyu, oi se bila gima k'dal, ki bila chai. Vafilu botka vili moce damt meyo, shemo, huaso tipes dam k'chado. Now, so he said, a few weeks time, shall we give us one of the others? Viloy was. Viloy was. Vafil beki reshe kolupsuleo. So that expression is very strange. What did he say? Vafil beki reshe kolupsuleo. They look in the Besiosi. Umashi kosa rabbi, vafil beki reshe kolupsuleo, in the Miushe. Dikol me marada rabbi, he and he said this. Mishum di kolup seleo, eino nutelin dam zebi dam psulin, eleim rin dam in amokel. Bekra says, according to that, it's a machlekes in ksubes. So, a Bekra says, mixas psulin, and not all psulin. So there is a machlekes, according to Rashi in the Rambam, so a Bekra has the simen psulin of Pesach, doch. But she doesn't have the psulin, on the contrary. The Bekra says, has the simen, according to Rashi in the Rambam, so in Bekeres, so has the simen psulim, has the simen psulim of damsel, that bishas biorishino, so she shifas dam, so in Bekeres has that. But the other simen psulim of pesardochu, ki Bekeres doesn't have, according to the Rach, so it's took your soul in Ksulet that one as well. So, according to the Rach, so it's just the other way around. So a Bekeres, so does not have Damsul. A Bekeres does not have Damsul. But the Simen Psulim of Pesach Dochuk, a Bekeres has. Now, so, this tool accords with the Shite of the Rach. That Bekeres is Kolub Soleo. What does it mean Kolub Soleo? Not that the Pesach Dochuk is Kolub, but it means the Domim is Kolub. So the expression is very strange. He says, "Vafil beikra shekolup soleo." So she's still asur on by law. Umashi goes, "Rabbi, vafil beikra shekolup soleo." The Miyushe, "Dikol neima daad Rabbi." He and he said this, "Mishum dikolup soleo." So ain't no telling dam zebi dam sulim, ele imrin dam in amokeru. So in other words, he says that any woman who she gets married, so after the bilas mitzvah, he has to prepare it. She's asur. Has to be separated from him. Why does he have to be separated from him? Because we are chesh, what for dam? So he says, even beigres, we are chesh for dam. On the contrary, bishloi melikavik, he should say, vafilu ktano, shaloi kolup soleo, she is still a sole bailo. So he could say, ktano is not likely to have a menstrual flow. So mele, so we should say, And that's the way it was. Mitzadina Mishne, so Iktano Shenise is, even if she shifas dam, she is Muteres Lebaila, she tich yamako. But then, Chachomeinu, Abiseinu, Nimnu, Beil Blas Mitzvah, Peleish, Afilu Iktano. So, Iktano it seems, so Mitzata Kones HaMishne, so Iktano, is, so after Blas Mitzvah, she is Muteres Lebaila, even if she shifas dam, because we are not chishish, maybe she has a menstrual discharge, because it's loyal as a male, but still, habiseinu nidnu, beil duas mitzvah perish. So he should say, vafiluktano shaloyo as a miyomeo, is a so. He says, vafilu beikres yekolup soleo, is a so. Adarabe, beikres certainly should be a so, because there is a choshe, maybe this dam, is that is menstrual dam, not dam psuli. And because by Bekeres, so there is less of dam psuli, according to Shir Zarach. Kolub soleo means dam psuli miskol. So you should say just that away. Vafilu ktano. Sheluas adam yomeo idaso. So he says, so that's the kashe. Adarabe. He had the sentence, Mishim the Kolub Soleo, and on the tail in Dam Zem Dam Sulim, and the Imrim Dam in Amokel, Vim came my Vafu, the Koma, it's all claim, she was so much how much she goes to Hakei, ואפילו בוט קובל ללמוד סתם פניו, שמורו הסתם תפתם כחרדו, וחופרו שיר וזרע, ואם כן כשכוסף סתם מיל וסתם פירי וכל גבנו, אפילו בוט קובל לא ילמד סתם. ולא חקום, ואפילו בגלס, שיר בחזקה שקום ופסולאו, איז ביו גלס מצווה ופירי, שאפילו יכולי בעדכי, ולמוד שדם, סודס אפשר, ביסס, דאר, כניס סבסולו איז ביו גלס מצווה ופירי, So Perez, so he did mention the Ferez, a few hectares like this, my Perez. Veloy Lasso. And he means, but he just omitted it. And even if she makes it dicky, even if she makes it dicky and she doesn't find any dam, so then we should say, she made it dicky and she didn't find any dam. So she certainly did not have any menstrual flow. Because Bishleimi, if she's not a big guy, she's in Halo, so you could say, maybe as a result of the Gilas Mitzvah, so that allows a very minute discharge, so now she can detect any dam, but if she's a Beitres, an adolescent woman, and she made a bdike after the Gilas Mitzvah, doesn't find any dam, so then we should say, she didn't have any menstrual flow, because whenever she has a menstrual flow, it's not a mild discharge. So still, there is a takone neshasro bayo. That's the pshat in the tomb. But that even if she made a bdike and it was clean, so she's still a sore bayo. Even though she's a baker, she called psoleo. She called psoleo. So for damsul, we don't have to be chesish. Damsul. The chachomi, asa damsul. They declare damsulim also as a nidon. But if she's a baker, she called up Soleil according to the Rach Skirse. So that means we don't have to worry about Damsulim because it's called Damsulim. And what's the other Shoshe? Damino. But she made him Diko. So one could argue that she should be Teres. So even though she made him Diko, and even though she's a baker, she called up Soleil, she's still Asu. ומי הוא איזה בילו עובדים וכדאו כביל וחי ואפילו בודקו ולמוצא דם פניו שמורו עשו את טיפס דם כחרד ובחיפו אישך וזרע וצריכו שטיפסים איתר ומתים לכל זין ולא איתה שריר ולמני סעדים חמישו משימושו כמו נידו ולגימו בכל דין נידו ומאחוקה אלא שנידו גמורו עושו ולישנה ומיתוסו אפילו כשאין במיתו ובחלו מוטו ללישן באיזה מיתו לאחר שאום דומצלי אפילו מסודין שעדמו הקניס איזה פסולו ביו בילס ביצלו וגימה ביוסי ופירס מיד אפילו יקטנו שלו כי הזמן לירס ומרוע עשו ואפילו בוט קבלוי מוצא דם ביו שמרוע עשו תיבדם כחרדו וחיפו שכבה זרע נאו, תראי זה מחלקת רשיינים תראי זה מחלקת רשיינים ביטוין דרוש דגו אסמיימן and דאשקל דגו אסמיימן on one hand and דרוש on the other hand תראי זה דקון איזה חכומים ביו בילס ביצלו ופירס Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. Now, that's Nimnu, Habisenu Nimnu, Beomru Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres, of course. So we have to have recourse to the Takonas Amroim in regard to now, but in regard, or in Bekres Shel Roaso, Ey, Miyomel, but in regard to in Bekres Shel Roaso, Kvo, an adolescent woman, so then it's at Dina Mishne, we say Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. When do we say only Mitzvah Takonas Amroim, Rabbi Zeno Nimnu, if she is not a Beiles, she Roaso. So then, if she is a Beiles, she Roaso. Let's say, Beiles means 12 and a half years old. So she is a Beiles, but Loi Roaso. So Loi Roaso. So then, Mitzvah Takonas Amishne, so he's giving a line of Rishino. Or Naro, she Roaso. So he give her Lailo Risheno, or give her Lailo Risheno. So then, but it's not a Konesam Roim, so it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. But Beikre Sheroaso, so it's not a Konesam Mishne, it's a Dina Mishne, so it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah, it's Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. So the Aloche is, so there is a Machlekes between the Rosh, there is a Machlekes between the Rosh and Eshkel. And the Agoyis Maimon agrees with the sheet of the Eshkel. The Agoyis Maimon and the Eshkel say that this whole halacha of Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres only applies to a case where she saw dam. Even though we assume that the dam is damsulim, the Bisulim, but still the Chachomim will be sucking the cheese in. But suppose sometimes his Beil Blas Mitzvah and she doesn't see any da. So then the Eshkel and the Akos Maimon say that she's not a Sirul Bayil. She's not a Sirul Bayil. But the Rosh says, no, even if she doesn't see da, even if she doesn't see down, so she's still a Sirul Bayil. Why should she be a Sirul Bayil? Bishlein if she sees down. But we assume that the dam is dam psulim, so dam, so midrash says she's not mayor, but with Rabbanon, Chachomim or Misakin, she should be mayor because of dam psulim. But if she didn't see dam, why should she be asur levayo? So the Rosh says, no, we are afraid maybe there was a rias dam kechar, a rias dam kechar, and mimele she doesn't see it, so that's why she has to come. So the Machaber. So the Rambo is making, he makes a shot. Even though, according to the Tlagwes Maimon, it doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference whether Goma Biosi, Lord Goma Biosi, we are, she always has to count Zayin Kin. But the Rambo is making, he makes a shot. He says, if it's Goma Biosi, then we are Chenshish. Maybe there was a Ishad Adam and Chiposhek Vazera. But if it's just Helvo, not Goma Biosi, so then she's Mutaras. Avoy Bolo be Mamish, so live in the Napajo Vazera. But it goes without saying, suppose it's not Goma Biosi, it's just Helvo. But she's so dumb, so then of course, then everybody agrees that she's a solar bio, she has to count on it. Ubal nefesh yoches la'atzmei shal mitzrek v'nekes. What it means, shal mitzrek v'nekes, that the chosn should try to make it be a gmur, not to make a partial beer, just haroye bilvat. Utzri choshetiv zivitar, vitiv dei kol shivo. Now, you see, that involves another inyan that the Mechaba didn't even discuss that. That the Mechaba discusses in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. Now, Medina de Gemore, so every widow has to count Zaynikin. So suppose a woman has a flow of dam only one day. Sunday. So then she makes Sunday Poshkiye. She makes the Tike of Hefsek Tare. She makes the Tike of Hefsek. Of Hefsek Tare. And she counts Zaynikin. That's all. Can count Zaynikin. If she, let's say, she has a flow that continues for 2 days, so she makes Hefsek Tare the second day. If she has Hefsek Tare that continues for 3 days, she makes a Hefsek Tare 3 days, it continues for 4 days, so the fourth day she makes Hefsek Tare. But there is a Chumre that's not Medina de Gemore, but it's based upon Medina de Gemore. There is a Chumre that if a woman has a flow, even if she has a flow only one day, only Sunday, suppose she made the decay and she saw it subsided, so she cannot start counting and consider Monday as the first day. But even if she had the flow only one day, just on Sunday, she has to count according to the Pesach of the Ramot, the Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. She has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's what is called 5 unclean days and 7 clean days. So it's called, we call it 5 unclean days, not because it has to be unclean, even if it's clean. But that's the aloche. She has to count it as if she had, it had been unclean. Now, that's according to the Ramo. According to the Pesach of the Mechaber, if a woman has a flow of dam just on Sunday, and she knows it's subsided, she made it weak, she saw it's subsided, so she cannot start counting Zaynikim on Monday. But she has to count according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, the Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. She has to count according to the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Tur. She has to count 4 unclean days, not 5 unclean days. The Ramon mentions the Chumre of 5 unclean days. But according to the Tur or the Mechaber, she has to count 4 unclean days. She had the flow of dam only Sunday, and she stopped. It stopped, it subsided, so she still has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Thursday is the, and Wednesday, she makes, before Shkia, Big of Hefsek Tare, and Thursday is the first day of Zaynikin. According to Ramo, if a woman so dumb, let's say on Sunday, so she has to count 5 unclean days. And then, by the way, so she makes Hefsek Tare a Thursday before Shkia, and then Friday is the first day of the Zion. Friday is the first day of Zaynikin. So why is it so? So Medina de Gemore, if she has a flow of dam only one day, she immediately makes a Hefsek Tare and she counts Zaynikin. But there is a loch, and we learned Hapilet Eshich Vazera. So the loch is Yisera Simechol. So that's a loch in the guys. So suppose a woman is in Zobit Dewey, and all the women today are considered like Zobit Dewey. So if a woman is of the Dewey and she started to count Zaynikin, let's say it's the first day of the Zaynikin, and she was Pelet Eshich Vazera, so that day is not counted. Suppose she's Pelet Eshich Vazera on the first day, so that day is not counted. And then she's Pelet Eshich Vazera on the second day again, so that the second day is not counted either. Suppose she's Pelet Eshich Vazera on the third day of the Zaynikin, so the third day is not counted either. But only if it has a halal shem shech lazera. So, what does it mean has a halal shem shech lazera? As long as it's capable of being fertilized, some mele, it has a halal shem shech lazera. As it's capable of fertilizing the excel, some mele, it has a halal shem shech lazera. But so there is a machlekes anoyim misachas Shabbos. How many enes after the tashmish? So she has a din of pilat shavazera. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens vov enes. That means 3 is less 72 hours. So mele the two and mechava say if a woman washim shomitosa. Let's say, if a woman was Shimshon Mitoso, let's say, on Sunday, if a woman was Shimshon Toson, let's say, and Sunday, so then she was Roas Adam on Sunday, so she has to count 400 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Wednesday for Shkia she makes a bdikah of Efsektare. Why? Because if she will not count for unclean days, suppose she is Shimshon Mitoso. Suppose she is Shimshon Mitoso, let's say Sunday. Suppose she is Shimshon Mitoso. Sunday, even if she is Shimshon Mitoso, Leil Mitzoy Shabbos. Suppose, and Sunday morning she'll sit down, and so she makes it decay, it's upside. So she cannot sneak a hefsektare Sunday before Shkia and start counting with Monday as the first day of the Zayniki. Because, suppose she'll start counting with the Sunday day, or the first day, and Monday as the first day of the Zayniki. And then she might be Peledei Shechazara. She will not know about it, because a woman never knows when she's Peledei Shechazara. She'll be Peledei Shechazara. She'll be Peledei Shechazara, let's say, on Monday or on Tuesday and on Wednesday. So all these days will be Nister. Will be Nister. And then she'll go through it. Sunday night, and she'll think she counted 7 days, but actually the Monday day she was Peledei Shechazara, so that couldn't be counted. The Tuesday day she might also be Peledei Shechazara. So in order to be sure that there was set Zayin clean days without Peledei Shechazara, so she has to count 3 Misres. So in other words, if she counts 4 unclean days, so then she is sure that any Plita Shech Razera that took place was already beyond the 72-hour period. So only 400 days. But Ramor adds the other Chumre of 500 days. Why? Because she might be Mishameshes Mitoso close to Shkia, close to Binash Moshes. And she might think that she was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say, and Mine Bivoshki. Actually, it's a few minutes after Shkia. So if she will count only 400 days, so she'll make a mistake, and she will not have Zayniki. So because of that, we have the extra chumre of counting 500 days. Now, but the Mechaber mentions only 4 unclean days. So she starts counting the 5th day of Shimusha. So that's why he says, it's clear that it's in the power of it, they call Shiva, Velitascha Limnes Ad Yei Hei Lishimusha. So you could say, the Mechaber we understand, but how about Ramor? When Ramor passes that the regular Nido has to start counting Yimvor Lishimusha, she has to start counting five unclean days first. So you should say v'lisaschel limneis ad yimvol mishimusho. But the Rambam doesn't say v'hamineh shomitaschel limneis ad yimvol mishimusho. The way he says in Kuptzani Gvor, he doesn't say here. So bishlein the mechaber. So even in some cuts. Even in Simen Kuptzadik Vov, he says, "Litaschel limneis adim hei lishimusho." But Ramor, but then Kuptzadik Vov says, "Litaschel limneis adim vov lishimusho." So why doesn't he magia? And here too, adim vov lishimusho. The answer is, the Ramor himself is made it. Since the extra day is an extra chumra, because she'll be mishameshes mitoso, let's say, close to the Minash Moshes period of Sunday, and she'll think she was mishameshes mito before Shkia, and actually she was Mishameshes Mito Le'achas Shkia. So since it's an extra chumre, we only apply it to a regular nido, but not to a kal, where the whole nido is only Rabo. That's why the Rabo is not Magi, and the Rabo is also made. That a kalo, after Bilas Mitzvah, So she has to count only 4 unclean days and 7 clean days. A regular nido so has to count the contra more 5 unclean days. But here he is made it to the machal. Now for Monday, so we have to go over Simen. Monday we have to go over Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet and Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei. And Wednesday we have to go over the whole Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet.
Shir Ayin Vav in Nida Chavtes Cheshvan Heitav Shemim Gimel November 15th, 1982 on Monday.
Yeledes Meyo East Meyo. Whether she sees Afilo Yolas or Dam, whether she sees Dam, she doesn't see Dam. She's Meyo, even if it's Yeledes Yabesh. So she's still Meyo. Ben Yeledes Chayu Mes. Whether she gives birth to a viable child or she has a miscarriage. So in other words, because we passed there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi or the Maynechot Shtei Mayonis. So according to Levi, so it's Shtei Mayonis. So the reason is why the dam in the Meitea, so his story here is because it emanates from another mayon, whatever it means, it is God. But if we know that it emanates from the same mayon, from the same cause, let's say suppose she started to have the flow before the termination of the Yemelede, and it continued without a stop into after the Yemelede, so then she is male according to Levi. But according to Rav, that my nechot was special zazakosu, so even in case of shifas, so whatever dam is discharged after the termination of Yemelede is toya. So we pass like Rav that my nechot. Uvilches tibeles apinim shifas mitzayin lachazayin v'chol amedimul yomi she'acher ashivo muteres lishamis afal pishereyeb. So according to Levi, that Ishtei Mayonis, so suppose on the 41st day, or on the 81st day, so suppose the flow started on the 40th, and it continued without a stop into the 41st, or it started in the afternoon of the 80th, and it continued into the 81st, into the night of the 81st, so according to Levi, she's there, because we know that it emanates from the Mayon Toya. But according to Rav, it's the same Mayon. It's the same Mayon. So we passed like Rav. Now, so he talks of a Yelede Zocho, so that's why he says Lamed Gimel. But if it's Yeledes Nikeiva, so it's Samach Lo. Now he says here, this is a new halacha. So that is based, in other words, that she has to be separated from the husband the night of the 41st, or the night of the 81st, in case of Yeledes Nikeiva. What kind of halacha is it? So that's based upon the Gemara in Psachim. That's based upon the Gemara in Psachim. So, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So, the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and Aleph in the Balen, says, Hayishebes al damteya, asur lishamish. Vichamo omarav oino. Oy oino. So, the Rosh explains it. What it means, Hayishiv is Adamteya, so the Rashbam explains it. It means, Hayishiv is Adamteya, if she finished the Yimei Teya, Hayishivis, she already has finished the Yimei Teya. So that means the night of the 41st, or the night of the 81st. So she's Asur Lebailo, even though she's staying or she didn't see any dam. So she's Asur Lebailo. Why is this yok? How long is she Asur upon the termination of the Yimiteya? One ayno. Because of Rosh. Because of the same thing, 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 the same pay aleph when it came. A few will also. In other words, that this din doesn't apply to data horses. This din, this applies only bisman chazal. When the women did not count zaynikin for dam that is so yemeteya. Today, so the halach is if a woman sees dam even yemeteya, she has to count zaynikin. But bisman chazal, when a woman was not separated from the husband in the Yemeteya, even though she had the role of that. Some in Mele, there was it Rabbonon as is Yog, that the night after the termination of the Yemeteya, she has saw the Bible even though she stayed home. Why? Because since the women were accustomed to be with their husbands in Yemeteya, in spite of the fact that they had the flow of Dam, so it was possible. So it's possible, let's say, on the 40th day, on the 39th day, suppose she has a flow of dam and the flow didn't subside, she was still with Teres Lebailo, Bisman Chazal, with Teres Lebailo. So if there will not be an eno where they have to be separated under all circumstances, so they will continue the status quo. And even if she'll have another discharge of dam after termination, she'll still continue to be with the husband, and they'll both be very sakores. So because of that, the Chachamim are misaking that upon the termination of the Yemeteya, there has to be one eino, one night, where they have to be separated, even though she knows she's stable, as a safeguard measure against being nichshel on the basis of inertia, you know, because she has been accustomed to be with the husband in spite of the flow of dam that she had. So she might continue on the basis of inertia. So because of that, the Chachomim or Misake, that night they have to be separated, even though she knows she's a Teo. Mashiachin today, when Yemiteya itself, that she is separated from the husband in case she sees dam, so there is no Choshe of a Mirksho. So in Mele, we don't have to comply with her. That's what the Rosh says. So, b'mkei m'shebi yom al-dem teya, tzikha nifres lena ma'al m'zocha, b'mkei al-dem teya, afu l'uwasu. Im teyach shehu ulda lo lishami, shkol nimei teya, v'afu l'tire chashino en shem ramad et tire, v'lavada ito, lochen ideen o baylo shehu piris men olay lezu, b'shvil shekol nimei teya shalo. V'och amrim am ferik, avu tzochim, ha'yishem yis al-dem teya, asuro, lishami, v'chama, omarab, oino, u'pir shera shel lay lachas. So, kipamishis, v'shim rabbi yisav, pir shel lay lemiyay. So, there's another pshat. That Eino means a home is less. But most Rishonim reject that because Eino usually means one period of 12 hours. So it means the night following immediately the termination of Yemeteya, the night of the 41st or the night of the 81st. Alright. Utsricho nifres mi bailo in the malet. A filo imene reye. Vayeledes ni keivo. Meyo. You dalev uvlil tesvov tibeles umiteres kol samach bo vafilu yishifaz because we pass like Rab that's my nach mitech you dalev lacha you dalev ulacha samach bo asu afilu yishifaz mitech sevav lacha samach bo utzrichol yifreis mi bailo leil pelalev afilu in the reil vayuled hez bimeizi voso im reyed dam belidoso tzriche zayin nikim the nikim midam V'yimeteya sh'reya ben, einei lilo l'svire, af al pi she'in teiri. So in other words, even though the yimeteya she's muteres, and when she sees dam, so mitzaradim, she's muteres lebailo, but if, let's say, she was a yiledes b'zeim, so she has to count zayin nikim, and suppose she saw dam, in the Yemiteya. So true that the dam is not Tomei, but Nikidimit isn't. Nikidimit isn't. That was so then it all depended as to whether she was a Yeledes B'Zeiv or not Yeledes B'Zeiv. But today, because of the Takone of Rav Zeire, so every Yeledes has a din of Yeledes B'Zeiv. Voyitne kol Yeledes Chshuveis ki Yeledes B'Zeiv. The Kaimlon, Yevchalim, Shechasa Kevea, Biloidam. Now there's a machleket between Tanakam and Rav Yehuda, whether Yevchalim, Shechasa Kevea, Biloidam, or Yevchalim, Shechasa Kevea, Biloidam. So the Melesim, so he passed, I mean, the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Yehuda, but the Rambam passes like Rav Onan, that Yevchalim, Shechasa Kevea, Biloidam. But all the other Rishonim, they pass like Rav Yehuda, that Yevchalim, Shechasa Kevea, Biloidam. So the Mele, that means that every time a woman gives birth to a child, there is that. And since there is that Kodesh Rav Zeire, that it's considered Yemei Zive, some male, every Yildes, has a deen of Yildes Vizei. We eat the Kla Yildes Shuvis, Yildes Vizei, the Kamed Eshul, which is like a bullet down. He'll catch the Zayin Nikim. We may not have a seal Zayin Shalmi Alei, the Eilin Lisvira Zayin Nikim. Now, on that point, there is a machlekes between Abai and Rav. So, Daf Lamed Zayin, we learned that. So, Daf Lamed Zayin. So, Giboyo, Maru Shitale, Daf Lamed Zayin Dalet. Abai Omar Eilis Yisera Ezreinei. Rav Omar Eilis Yisera Ezreinei. So, most Rishenim, they pass like Rav. And Teis Veshite is the team Abai, who says that Yimelei Deshen Rebbe is in Eilo, so it's only a limited Rav Marines, Tesis says. But according to the other Tanoim, so if Mabai is made that Yimelei Deshen Rebbein is Eilis Viras Yvosom, that stays a Shite. And that's in the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam is that we pass like Rav, pass the Rav. So that means that a woman, a Yilad is Bizei. So if let's say she was a Yeledes Zohar, so she's Tmeyaleda only, I mean, suppose she's a Yeledes Nikevu, so she's Tmeyaleda 14 days. Now suppose she stopped bleeding, let's say the second day after the lady she stopped bleeding. So Mele, she counted Zayin Nikim within the meeting was lady. So, according to most Rishenim, so the night of the 15th, she can go with Tefillin, she's in the Teres Levayla. Mashein kin, according to Abaye, and Chavetam Paschus like Abaye. Chavetam Paschus like Abaye. According to Chavetam, it's one of the Yalkigam. Yalkigam. So, that's the Lamed. The Lamed is Yimelei Deshein Oreyeben. So, Abaye Omar in the Seres Reineile, there's the Lamed. Now, according to the other Rishenim, according to Teisvis, so the Lamed is reference to Lechi Melov Melov. Anyway, the Ramatam Shitin, there are a few Rishenim who agree with Ramatam that we pass like Abai. Pass like Abai. So Melov, that means that the Yildes, Nikevo, cannot go to Tvile until the night of the 22nd. Because even though she didn't see any dam, the flow subsided right the same day as the day of the lady. But the 14 days cannot be ailing with Sviras Zayniki. Cannot be ailing. Because they passed like a bite. So when can she start counting the Zayniki? Only the 15th. So 14 days is Yemilede, and then 7 days Zayniki. So the night of the 22nd, so then she can go through. But the two, he doesn't pass like other time. The two. So he passes. We may know here because Zion shall be a lady, even if Sphira Zion came, after the Yodon came, we will go as so. Bizan Yon Murishani, go with Sphira Zile, we will go as so Bizan Yon Mashni. Oh, then, here he mentions a machlike, so the two definitely doesn't pass like a bike. That's Bas Babai. So if, let's say, she didn't see any dam in the Yimei Tumas Lede, so then it's not Seiseya, but and it's Yimei. Suppose, but the two mentions in Machlekes between the Rosh and the Ramban, suppose she did see dam in the Yimei Tumas Lede. She gave birth to Nikkei. So then she's Yimei Lede 14 days. Suppose, let's say, on the second day the flow subsides. So from the third day, so she counted Zayniki clean days. So that means that from the third day until the ninth day inclusive, so she counted Zayniki. Then let's say on the tenth day or the 11th day, still within the Yemei Tumas Lede, she saw that. So the question is it Seisei or is not Seisei? Now both, the Rosh and the Ramban both agree that Yemei Lede Shein Reyebe, so is even Eilel Isfir as it was. Like Rome, not like Abai. But suppose it's Eilel, and suppose she did see down, and she did see down after she counted 7 clean days within the Yemei Tumas Lede. In other words, the flow subsided on the second day of the Lede. So then, the third day was, as of the Lede, was the first day of Zayniki. So from the third till the ninth inclusive, so we have 7 days. And then, on the tenth, she saw Dam again. But she saw Dam after she counted already Zayniki. But the count of the Zaynikim was within the Yemei Lede. So insofar as the count taking place within the Yemei Tumas Lede, so they definitely don't pass like Abai. But here there's another Shaili in the Tumas Lede. So she had the Riyas Dam again. Maybe it's Eisei. So the Roshi thing is, no, it's not Eisei. It's not Eisei. Why? Because the Riyas Dam does not affect any change. Because even if she didn't see Dam, she's Tmeo anyway. Yeletus Nikkei is Tmeo 14 days even if she doesn't see Dam. So Mimele, the Riyas Dam is not Geiret any Tume, because she's Tmeo anyway. So Mimele, since it's not Geiret any Tume, she's Tmeo anyway, so it's not even Seisa. So this is what he said. This is what the first motion says. So he says, but she saw Dam, should we say Seisei? The answer is, she saw Dam when? In Yemei Tumas Lede. So even without the Dam, she's made. So it doesn't affect any real change in her status. She was made anyway. So Mila, that 3 years Dam cannot be Seisei. This vitivelis lacha yudale, afiloi poskol, and even though lacha yudale, so she sees down, it doesn't matter because then it's already yemiteya, so she can vitivelis. And as far as counting zayinikim is concerned, she already counted it from the third till the ninth, inclusive. Ramban kosa she sees seres utzkoshivnikim mishetiv sei. The Ramban Shite is also that we don't pass like a body. That you may lay the Shinereben is mainly Sfira Zaynikim. But in the case where she counted Zaynikim in the Tumas Lede, and then in the midst of the Zaynikim, she had the Riz Dam, since it's not Yimei Teyar, it's Yimei Tume, so that Rie is Seisei. So maybe if it's Eisei, so when she stops, when the flow subsides, then she starts counting in the Yemiteya 7 clean days. Rav Ganko Sapshisi Seres, Utsreshim Nikim Mishetipsik, Vadin Yogi Ozal Korekis Vorishen, or that even if she sees down in the Yemei Lede, as long as this Delia's dam takes place after she counted Zayinikin in the Yemitumas Leide, so since that Tria's dam doesn't affect any change in her status, because she's male anyway, even without the Tria's dam, so the male it's not saying, כבר הסכימו הגיינים ועשו סמיכה והחימו על מה שיהיה ומי שיעשה כן. In other words, so the shita of the Ramban is that the damteya, she's asur libaimo, not with satakones again, but before that it comes within the takone of Rabzeire, of Nes Yisrael Achmir al Atzmon. So even Bisman Chazal, so as of the days of Rabzeire, so the aloha was that if a woman has a Riyaz Dam in the Yemiteya, she has to count within the Gemore. The shita of the Rambam is not like that. The shita of the Rambam is that Rav Zeira was only misaking that a money woman sees Tipas Dam Kechado, even though she saw just one Rie and it immediately subsided. So she has to count Zainikim as if she had seen on three successive days in the Yemezive. But Rav Zeira wasn't misaking that you have to count Zainikim even if you see Dam Yemiteya. That not. And so who was misaking that you have to count Zainikim even when Elias Dam Yemiteya? There's the Gaini who are misaking. So many places the Rambam says they didn't accept the Takonis Hageini. And he says there are many Mikimis who are Beil al Damteya. Beil al Damteya. But the Ramban shit is that it's Mid Rabbono. Mitzatakonas Reb Zeire. So he says, Abba Pishmati Yomidu Lel Damteya, Kol Neitiv Dam Tuzi Meti Ati Bishim Nikim, Rav Bukhal Chim Mashiach Mir Mir Yisrael Atzmon. Then the Rosh Tatur says, Abba Pishim Miktsas Mikimis Niyagim Kule Bidamteya, the Ramban mentions that in Eretz Svorat, so the people are naked. And they call it that to be bail, in spite of the fact that they saw Dam Yemiteya, but Kvor Hiskimu Hageinim Ve'osu Smiche Ve'achrimu Al Mi She'Yazikei. So in other words, whether we agree with the Shitas Ramban or not, even if we don't agree with the Shitas Ramban, but one has no right, has no rishus to be bail al Dam Teya, because the Chol Apoches Mitzad HaKones Hageinim Dam Teya Ristom. Chol Apoches Mitzad HaKones Hageinim. Uvaloches Chosav Shabbiz Manazeh Neyagim Midam Teya Al Din Teya. וכן כוסף הרמב״ם שתורו במינק ובאשכנס וביצור פסלים בהתה אינו היא, נא, שמתי לנו אינו היא שעוד מיולד עד שיגומר צור הסבלת ואין צור עושה נגמרס בפוחס ממאלף לזוכו ובאלף לניקי ו... זה שיטה של הרמב״ם, very strange שיטה, very strange שיטה, but it's a שיטה תחויה no one is חשש for that שיטה. But the Ramban shita is now the Gemara says that ad mem yei is kimay bal. So in other words, if a woman has a miscarriage, so if the fetus is already 40 days old, so then she's meyoled, and since she doesn't know what kind of a gender the fetus had, whether zohar or kiva, some meyoled she has. If a woman has a miscarriage and the fetus is more than 40 days old, she has to count 14 days because she doesn't know. So according to all Rishonim except the Ramban, Ramban shit is a very strange shit. This shiur of Mem Yein applies to Yeledes Zohar and to Yeledes Nekeva. Suppose the gender is determined. Of course, usually, if the miscarriage takes place, it's so early in the pregnancy, so it's difficult to determine the gender. But suppose we are able to determine the gender, and so if we know that the fetus was in the cable, so in view of the fact that the Yemiteya in the cable begin only on the day, the first day, So mele the halacha of being mechuyev to count that tumas leide, let's say 14 days of tumas leide, also depends upon the expiration of 80 days. When do we say that ad mem yei? According to Rambam, when the Gemara says ad mem yei kimay baume, and the mother does is not me a lady, so that's only in regard to your lady, a mapeles zoch. But if it's mapeles nikevo, suppose we know that the gender was a nikevo, so then she does not have to count 14 days of tumas lady unless the fetus was already more than 80 days old. When the Gemara says 40 days old, then the Gemara is referenced to Mapele Zocho, but Mapele Smikevo, so it only if the fetus is more than 80 days old. What has one thing to do with the other? So, that's Rambanchi. Vintzerose, Yachin Gomachuras Avlan. Vintzerose, Nigmeres, Mipoches, Nimbalet, Mizocho. ופיאלף ליקבו, לפי חוכים ידעז בבירו שהפיל את איך הזמן הזה, תהי לא מתומס לידע. וזהו דעז רמבן, אבל בתיך הגמור העירה, it's a very strange רמבן, אבל בתיך הגמור העירה, זה לא יש נזוך או לא יש נקבע, שם ממבין ממי. I mean, that's the way it passes, that if the fetus is more than 40 days old, then she's not lady. Even if we are sure that the gender was in the cave, of the nave. But, so, there is a difference between Yelena Zohar and the Kibbutz in regard to Yemetaya. But, whether it's Maya Baalme or it has a din of a nefesh, of a partial nefesh, that has nothing to do with Yemetaya. So, it's 40 days for Yelena Zohar and it's 40 days for Yelena Zohar. On the 40th day, on the 40th day, so in the embryonic development, so the brain is formed on the 40th day, and that is probably the reason in the human embryo. So the brain is formed on the 40th day. This is a scientific fact. So that's not just a coincidence. That probably is the reason as to why the Aloche says that up to 40 days is Kimaya Baalme. He doesn't have a din of a nefesh, not even of a partial nefesh. Mashein came, the 40 days old, so then in the human embryo, so the brain is already formed, so mele, it's not Kimaya Baalme anymore. Alright. אבל תחד מו ירד לא ישנה זוכר ישנה כי ושאר ממם גי המפלס נצא משנה המפלס כמין דוגים ושרוצים וכמשרוצים מן התאי רואי נתמי על הידה ואפילו כמין בפאי מו חיו בי אין נתמי על הידה עד שהי חוצי צור הספונוב די מלו אדום. In other words, when a human embryo, so in the mother's womb, goes through all kinds of stages. So at certain stage, the fetus looks like a fish, and in certain stages, so the fetus looks like an oaf. And there is a medrash that explains it. In other words, that the Rebbe Yisrael deliberately created the human being that way. In other words, in order that if a human being sins, so he's told that in the Brie, so all the other species in the animal kingdom preceded him, and in his own development, so also at one stage he was in the form of a fish, in the form of an ape, in the form of a chayo. In other words, that he should. So, in other words, that he shouldn't become arrogant. There is a medrash rabbi in Breishis. So, the halacha is that when is the mother mechuyeves to count 7 days to Masleide or 14 days to Masleide, if at the time of the miscarriage there was a shape, a human shape in the fetus. But suppose at the time of the miscarriage, even though the fetus is more than 40 days old, but the fetus did not have a human shape, but it had the shape of a fish, the shape of an wolf or a behemoth or a chayo, so then she's not really. Now, we don't comply with this aloha because we are not keen. We are not keen to determine as to whether the fetus has a human shape in any way or does not have a human shape in any way. So the mele, because we are not keen, so the aloha is that as long as the fetus is 40 days old, even though it appears to us that the fetus does not have a human shape, so still she's meyolid, because we're not keen. But in Ikar Adin, even if the fetus is more than 40 days old, so still, if it has no human shape, so then the mother is not too much. So he says, Hamapel eskimin dogim ushrotzi, minatei roinot meyolid, vafilu kimin behemo chayovei, אינות מיולדת, עד שיחוצי צור הספון עובדים לא אדום, כגין המיצח, והאינכות, ולססכות, וגביס הזוקה, וכשחוצי הפרצוף דים לא אדום, איסוריס מיולדת, אפילו כל שור הגוף דים לא בהימה, לפי מה שהוא. In other words, if the face, the head, in the skull, there is a human shape, even though the rest of the group is not in human shape, so then she's meyoleide. Im zocho zocho nikei unikei veyoyidne that's mikalidine voyidne sheino nuptim bitzuras avlad bikulon chisheshes livlad ut meyesleide misofik im vadei zocho tmeyeshivo vim nikeivo oisofi nikeivo tmeyodalt because we're not king. וכן המפל לסחתיכו, בין ליבונו בין שומרס, ויש בו עצם, הוא יעד לרגל, הוא יסנדל לבלעד שבשתי אוטו, הוא יבר ישיש לו בסגבין ובשדרויס, ביחולון יש לו ימי תומה של מקיבו, הוא צריך הושיב הניקים בשביל הזיבה. ובדיני השפיר, שפיר, the right pronunciation is שפיר, שפיר that's the membranous sac in which the fetus is developed. So there are all kinds of alohas. But the Torah says, Einon Upkim, so mele we are machmir. Hilkach hamapele shpir, now shpir is the membranous sac in which the fetus is developed. And shalia, that's the afterbirth. So there are all kinds of alohas. But since we are not very knowledgeable in all these things, so because of that, so we are machmir. Uvdine ashfir in unukin ilchal mapel eshfir ushalye bichol iyen neislo yimeitume uvmeitare ein afkuse kim sheineg in ato vive afilo al damteya. So of course there are certain aloches. When is mapel eshfir mechuyemes to count meyoleide? Oh, and when not? But since we are not knowledgeable, so if a woman miscarries ishfir, the membranous sac, so under all circumstances we tell her she has to count tumasle. And as far as counting yimiteya, so has no relevance today, because today the aloha is that even yimiteya, if she sees dam, so she's babe. So maybe there is no nafkimine. Umitari nafkuse kim shim nigat vivi lafil adam teya shabat lomo. Now, yoldo vachakei nipilo shalye in cheshi shemimeno livlad ha'achei. Suppose she gave birth to a baby. And then after that she miscarried the afterbirth. So, in cheshi shemimeno livlad ha'achei. Now, usually, not only usually, but practically, I mean, 90% of the time, so the shalye, the afterbirth, that's why it's called in English afterbirth. Why? Because it comes out after the birth of the baby. That's the reason as to why in English it's called afterbirth. So mele, because of that, suppose she gave birth to a baby, and then